The downtown Syracuse Farmers Market has closed up shop for the season after 4 months of selling everything from fruits and vegetables to homemade specialties. WAER's Benjamin Schiller caught up with local business owners about how they managed to stay afloat during the pandemic.
More than 20 merchants lined up in Clinton Square with the hopes of promoting their goods during the current economic crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Goody's Mediterranean Grill and Cuisine owner, Shakri Ayub, describes how he is currently getting money to pay for bills to keep his 8-year-old business alive.
Well, to be honest, we were closed for like 4 months. That's been really hard because I've been actually borrowing money to pay for the bills.
Meanwhile, the pandemic has presented new opportunities for avocado salsa dip owner, Amelia Wazaluk. She says she initially struggled because local store owners wouldn't allow her to open up a demo stand in stores to promote her homemade guacamole. Now, Wazaluk says her business is thriving after talking with local restaurant owners about using her products in-house.
It reduced the amount of places that I distributed in the past, but it consolidated into a couple of places where I sell more than I used to. So, yeah, it's been good for me.
While the pandemic has challenged family-owned businesses in different ways, Marinick Farms owner Jim Marinick says that the current drought has created additional burdens for growing and selling his crops.
The weather hasn't been very good. We had a severe drought this year, which hindered the production of the crops. And then, of course, with the pandemic, it's been a little tough trying to sell anything. We do have the product, but we can't sell it if nobody's here.
With winter on the horizon, the local business owners all share that they hope the pandemic is over in the spring so they can make up for lost income. Benjamin Schiller, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.